WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Russia's moving tactical nuclear weapons to its neighbor Belarus, says President Putin. The U.S. hasn't seen any indications that Russia is going to imminently use them, says the White House National Security Council. Another attack on a U.S. military base in Syria, a drone, no injuries, says U.S. Central Command. Total deaths rising past two dozen in Mississippi, say emergency management, after Friday tornadoes. One town, Rolling Fork, just about flattened. Homes, buildings reduced to wreckage. James Hancock helped rescue neighbors.
You know, you hear people needing help, and it was just devastating last night. Pitch black dark. Trying to get everybody out. We could get out.
There are over 500,000 people without power in Ohio, Michigan, West Virginia, according to utilities, because of violent storms. Couple of deaths from an explosion at a chocolate factory in East Reading, Pennsylvania yesterday. That place flattened a neighbor.
I was thinking earthquake potentially.
Several people are still missing, the cause under investigation. This is ABC News. Russian President Putin announcing plans to station tactical nuclear weapons in neighboring Belarus, a warning to the West as it steps up military support for Ukraine. They're still looking for some people missing after this.
A deadly explosion rocked the R.M. Palmer Chocolate Factory in West Reading, Pennsylvania. The factory destroyed, another building nearby severely damaged. Residents described the terrifying moments.
It was the loudest thing I've ever heard in my life, and it literally felt like the ground fell out from underneath you.
Ryan Regler lives about two blocks from the factory.
The whole house was shaking. The lights were kind of flickering. I was really freaked out. I was thinking earthquake potentially.
Officials say emergency workers will be on the scene likely through the weekend.
ABC's Jacqueline Lee. Two Israeli soldiers were wounded, one severely today, in a drive-by shooting in the occupied West Bank, says the Israeli military. Latest in months-long violence between Israel and the Palestinians. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Dear hero, whoever you are, you save lives. I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I've had lots and lots of blood transfusions over my lifetime, probably in the hundreds. Blood helps me to be able to live.
My final tour was in Afghanistan in 2008. I was hit June 3rd. The next thing I remember, I woke up in Germany. The doctor came in and said, "We're going to amputate your leg." I had to get a lot of blood transfusion to stay alive.
Because of you, I'm allowed to see my son grow up.
Because of you, I got a second chance at life.
Giving equals living. Give blood. Replenish the supply. Make an appointment to give today by visiting hhs.gov/giveblood. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The Cripescast with me, Charlie Barron, Saturdays and Sundays at noon on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
All right, who's ready to eat? We got brats for dinner, marshmallows for dessert.
Radio with Dave Adler. What's your ingredient or what do you do? What's your pre-show prep?
A little bit of Jamie.
Oh, there you go.
And a little bit of K, special K.
Song.
Makes me feel like $1 million.
I'm, you know what? I'm just always happy to be here. I'm happy to be anywhere, as Keith Richards has said so often. It's a miracle.
Saturday nights at 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Watch outside my window. Watch over my phone. All my prayers I can't answer. But there's nobody home.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. That is brand new music from Seesaw, from their latest album, Projecting. That song is called Pinky Promise. Laughing along before that. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio here on Civic Media. Rocker, Terry Barr, and yours truly, Jimmy K. are here. And wait, Terry Barr's here. Hello, Terry Barr.
Well, what happened outside across southern Wisconsin today?
We're not talking about the snow.
No kidding. I know. I looked out and I said to my husband, I said, husband, why are we here right now? We just got back from Madeira Beach in Florida. But here we are. And here we are. I'm really excited to be back with you guys. I've missed you.
We missed you.
For sure. So you went to Florida for a month. You worked while you were there.
I was working.
How cool is that to go to Florida or somewhere cool or somewhere warm?
Warm. Yes.
And hang out and do the work day and then enjoy the night on the beach.
You got it. A really good friend and really, I went really together end of February. There was no lack of work. Really, really busy. But I thought as long as I can get through this and do this somewhere or anywhere, it's all good. And it ended up, it worked out terrific. And then both our husbands came down about a week ago and joined us for an actual few days of relaxation.
That's so cool. Last October when in January, Mrs. K and I went to San Diego, very similar situation. I did some work, but I was looking at the ocean while I was working.
It just makes you feel a whole different feel.
It's awesome. I want to mention that Seesaw, they're going to be on the show on April 8th. And can't wait to have them in the studio. They also have a show coming up April 21st here in Madison at the Majestic. It's their CD release show for their new album. It's going to be with the Earthlings and a couple other bands. It's pretty cool. Rocker, we got a great show for the people tonight.
Lots of stuff happening tonight, Jimmy. Mary Rose Eckberg from Make Music Madison Summer Street Festival. That's going to be happening on June 21st. She's going to tell us all about the registration drive that just started today. David Lunati from the Mad City Bridal Expo. The expo is happening on Sunday at the Monona Terrace, and he's going to tell us about all things marriage. Cashbox Kings, Oscar, Mr. 43rd Street Wilson. He's going to be talking about the new album, Oscar's Hotel, from the Cashbox Kings. And Little Earthquakes, they're going to be talking about their CD release. Promises, that's coming up, and they have a CD release party coming up at the Burr Oak. And the Devil's Lair tonight, Jake O. CD release party. He's gonna be bringing in his CD. He's gonna be doing a few performances. We're gonna see what's going on. He's from Richland Center, so I hope all of our listeners out there are listening in tonight. And then, of course, Max Inc. Heavy.
He's gonna be on the phone.
Rogue's Rat.
Rogue Rat.
Rogue Rat. More than one. NATO, he's going to be on the phone. And Essential Last Crack.
Terry, you went on vacation.
Yes.
We're doing these questions. We want people to give us a call and, you know, say hi to us, you know. 844-967-2789. What is the most questionable thing you've experienced, Debbie, that would make you Is there something that you would like to see at a public pool? Or is there something that you would see?
Or not see?
Something you would see that would make you run for the exits really fast.
Baby Ruth bars.
We're going to discuss this.
Caddyshack. Rocker.
After Candace Griffin.
What is the most questionable
movie? Yeah, what is that? What was that movie? The Fast and
Caddyshack.
Caddyshack. That's it. We'll discuss it. So, what is the most questionable thing you ever seen at a public pool? Is there something you would see at a public pool that would make you run away fast? We'll discuss it right after Candace Griffin. This is Liar on Max Inc. Radio. We are our local music.
I'm not afraid to
Music with Candace Griffin. You can see her at the Cargo Coffee on April 7th, 6:30 start. She's playing with Chloe Louise. All right, so what is the most questionable thing you've experienced at a public pool? What is there? What would you see at a public pool that would make you go, oh, geez, I'm out of here, Terry. I'm out of here right now. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Terry, you told us a story on the Facebook chat and in our radio prep about a wonderful story that made my skin crawl.
You turned it into a funny question for all of our listeners. I put it on our Facebook page, too. If you're too shy to call, please share your story. We'll still be happy to share it on air from our Facebook page.
Absolutely.
You got it. Okay, am I supposed to tell you my story?
Yeah, so,
yeah, I want to hear the whole thing.
You were sitting in a pool.
Yeah, my friend and I are sitting at the pool. We both are chilling after, you know, a busy day. And all of a sudden, the lady sitting next to us says, girls, don't move. Don't be scared. But there's a big snake right behind you. And of course, my glasses are off. So I stand up and fumble to find my glasses. And my friend is like, what are we doing? And she's kind of jumping around, and the lady's trying to calm us down. No, no, don't be scared. You're fine. It is more scared of you than you are of it. But I wanted to see this snake. I wanted to see how really large it was. So, of course, by the time I grab my glasses, I put them on. The snake is basically slithering away and under the fence. Okay. But that thing looked huge.
So, what kind of snake?
This woman thought it was a black snake.
Okay.
It was long. It was large. It was not shaking, hissing, any of the things that I think you guys are hoping, I'll say. If it was, it was probably us screaming and we didn't hear it.
Was it hungry?
No. Luckily, it was not hungry for us.
Could you imagine swimming in the pool and then noticing the snake in the pool?
No, I haven't seen
snake on land.
Like, hey, it's this noodle. It's a new black noodle.
Oh, no. And you can use to help you swim. I haven't seen a snake in years, so that got me. That one got me. And of course, when she's saying, "Sit still, don't move," and the two of us are like, we're jumping around.
I mean, in Florida, those things are always huge, right? The alligators are huge. The snakes are huge. The cockroaches are huge.
Yes. Well, even the little geckos.
Yeah.
They're not so little. One was in my friend's bag, and she almost ended up bringing it into the condo with her.
Oh, wonderful.
You're going to say
844-9627. That happened to Mrs. K and I in Jamaica. 844-9627.
There's a story.
844-9627. If you want to answer the question for us, what's the craziest thing you've seen at a public pool? What's your opinion of snakes, by the way?
Yeah, and it can't be just me.
I'm not a big fan of snakes, I will admit. I'm a little...
I mean, snakes or tarantulas, Jimmy?
I'll take a snake.
Anything. Take a snake over a tarantula?
Take a snake any day.
It's going up your arm, snake or tarantula.
I'll still take a snake.
Oh, the tarantula for sure.
And he's just over there laughing his fool head off. Oh, my goodness. What would you take, Rocker? Which one?
Oh, the tarantula for sure.
We've got new music on the way. Yeah, this is nuts, dude. Put that in your vodka and drink it.
Yeah, there you go.
844-967-2789. We got new music on the way from the Cancellations. Can't wait to share that for you with you. And also Todd Phepps has new music. We're going to hear that. And we got the Max track of the week coming up in just a couple of minutes. Right now, a little bit of music from Amelia Ford from Green Bay. Sick of the Rain. Sick of Rain on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You spent your winter for curtains in sinister woods. Every apple she should have, she could have. You spent your summer all in bags underneath walls. You drilled in your room. I'm in disbelief. 120 reasons. Oh, all the bourgeoisies. You're still waiting like white.
Local music with Amelia Ford. Marie Rose Ekberg is here. We're going to talk about Make Music Madison in just a moment. New music from the Cancellations and Todd Phepps. Yet this hour. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts in Madison. For glass, gifts, and vape, visit IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. And by Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. We'll help open the door to your future home. Learn more at Weikert-LakePoint.com. Time now for the Max track of the week, your weekly chance to hear new music. Sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, there's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. A tender-hearted hand grenade with a secret desire to pull her own pin. Jaden James has been making men uncomfortable since 1990. She's a vivacious, outspoken, body-positive powerhouse singer-songwriter, artist, producer, and band handler.
James. Her live performances are empowering, engaging, and invite you into the deepest part of her soul. I can personally attest to that after seeing Jane James perform at Atwood Fest 2018. Jaden James' debut album, Loving You So Hard, is set to release early summer of this year. Here's the first single off that album as the Max track of the week is Jaden James. And here in your love on Max Inc. Radio, we are local music.
And the people should be for the radio. I am the funky drummer, Clyde Stubblefield, that said that.
We can work with that.
Okay, brother. Thank you. Thank you.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. We'll be right back.
Inc. Radio. We are local music. It's Todd Phipps right there. Brand new music is called Hitting the Road. But this is his album is called Recabobulation. And it's awesome. Brand new music from Todd really Phipps, good. Who's been around rocker, the local music scene rocker forever. But this is his first solo album. And it's awesome.
That was really good.
Yeah, it's rock and roll. The whole album, I previewed the whole album. And it takes you on a ride. It's really cool.
So who was he with? If he was in a band.
Kelsey Miles.
Of course.
He plays with.
He's going to be on the show next week. We're going to.
Something. Blue Olives. They're a rhythm and blues band around here.
Thank
you, Well, he's going to be on the show next week. We're going to.
We'll find out the whole story.
Blue Olives. Didn't you play with them?
Yes. That's it. Blue Olives. Thank you, Rocker. Hey, everybody. How you doing?
Very good.
Welcome to Max Inc. Radio. I'm Jimmy with Terry Barr and Rocker. 844-967-2789. We're still wondering what your most questionable thing that you've experienced at a public pool might be, or what would you see at a public pool that would make you run for the hills, Rocker? 844-967-2789.
Wow, Jimmy. Well, I guess there's probably a couple of things. One of them would be plumber's butt.
That's pretty common at a pool, isn't it?
That's pretty common, but you know that'd make you run pretty good.
Well, their swim shorts maybe are falling down or something. I don't know.
When I was really young, I had the bright idea to go down a slide at first at Wisconsin Dells, and I lost my shorts. Mom was so proud.
That would make me run, Jimmy.
We've all done it. It's evacuated.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my gosh, you guys.
How about a belly flop? The cash box, a good belly flop. That might do it.
We've all done it. It's horrible.
Oh, my gosh, you guys.
Hey, we got the Cash Box Kings coming up next hour. Rocker, you're here to introduce our first guest of the night.
You know, Jimmy, to say Mary Rose Eckberg studied art in college would be a vast understatement. Starting out in Western Washington in sculpture and art history, Mary Rose moved to study art history, theory, and criticism at the Art Institute of Chicago, and ended up in library and information science right here at UW-Madison. After working at the Overture Center of the Arts, Mary Rose is now the director of Make Music Madison, an annual live music festival held right here in Madison and across the world on June 21st. And today, registration opened for the venues, and registration for performers opens April 1st. This year, Make Music Madison is attempting to break 500 shows. Here to tell us about the history of the festival and how to become involved is Make Music Madison director Mary Rose Eckberg. Mary Rose, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you guys so much for having me back. Always a pleasure to be on Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, before we jump into it, you got any crazy pool stories?
I don't have any pool stories because I try to avoid a lot of public pools. But the one thing that came to mind when I heard this was
why? Well, why do you try to avoid
children?
That
would Yes.
Great answer.
The thing that I thought of immediately was any bachelor or bachelorette party. That would also send me back.
Yes, I can see that.
Bachelorettes and children. So children and people that are about to make children.
Yeah, exactly.
No. Well,
you're gonna hate our next guest.
The Bridal Expo.
Tell us a little bit about the festival on the world stage.
Well, before we get into the meat and potatoes about Make Music Madison, tell us a little bit about the festival on the world stage. It's called Make Music Day, and it happens around the world on June 21st. How did that get started? And tell us about the worldwide version of the festival.
Yeah, that's a good question. It's always nice to start at the beginning with this because I think it helps people understand the ethos of this project. So Make Music Day started as Fête de la Musique in 1982 in France, and it was actually started as a project by John Lang, the Minister of Culture there, and he really wanted it to be something totally different than a traditional music festival where people, anyone and everyone can get outside and play music. So it's been going for over 40 years now. Last year they celebrated the 40th anniversary. It's now in over 1,000 cities worldwide. There's over 100 chapters just here in the United States, and we have a national organization called the Make Music Alliance that leads all Make Music Day festivities here in the United States.
Wow. Well,
you wanted history. You got it. That was really good.
That's amazing how long it's been around and how many cities it's in. Now tell us about Make Music Madison. It's the local version, and this year you're trying to surpass 500 performances. How does this all work locally? Tell us about Make Music Madison. Madison.
So Make Music Madison was one of the first six chapters in the United States. So we celebrated our 10th anniversary last year, and we've grown from, you know, initially we kind of started off with this big bang, and then we went through a few periods of sort of growth and change, and then of course the pandemic hit, and we've been, you know, adjusting and restarting the project and finding new performers and new venues. So what we do as Make Music Madison, as the nonprofit organization, is really coordinate all of this between venues and between performers, and try to get as many shows as possible out into the community on this day. So just this last year, we had 472 shows. So I don't think it's unrealistic to hit 500. I think we can do this, especially if the weather cooperates and people get really excited. And we provide a wonderful tool. We call it a matchmaking platform where venues can register, performers can register, and then they can find each other on there. It's almost like an online dating tool where you can post information about yourself, search for, you know, the right venue or the right performer that you want to see, and then make a match and host a show together.
I love this because I own a small business. My office is on North Sherman Avenue in right by the Big Pierce liquor store. And I would love to host.
Are you going
to
do it?
I want to do it.
Yeah, you should do it.
Oh my gosh. We'll help you. We will help you.
We can party at my business office.
He's become a believer right here on the radio.
Yes, I
love it. And everyone heard it. So now he has to do it.
Oh yeah. Now there's peer pressure.
Okay, so someone like Jimmy Kay who says, okay, I want to be a venue. How do we get registered? How do the venues start registering? And then obviously musicians after that. What do we need to do?
Yep, so this is a timely question. Venue registration actually opened up today. So we do like to open this 1 week early, and this allows us to get a bunch of venues in the system so that when the performers start registering next week, there's some venues for them to look at. And by venues, what we mean is pretty much anywhere in the city of Madison.
A sidewalk space.
It can be a coffee shop. It can be a parking lot.
Somebody's porch.
You know, someone's porch. It can be a full, you know, a full theater venue. We do encourage people to host music outside when possible, because part of the reason that this event happens on June 21st is because that's the summer solstice. And so we're trying to celebrate the sun and be outside. But if it can't happen outside, we do allow people to bring the show inside. As long as the show is free and accessible to the public, you can host just about anywhere in the city of Madison.
Oh, that is so great.
And what you guys have done is you've went to the city and gotten a permit, basically, an open permit. So that these performers can perform anywhere. That's really kind of really what makes it happen.
Yeah, we take care of all the permitting. So if you are, you know, performing on a sidewalk, we make sure that that the city clears that. If you want to perform in a public park, we get all the permits, including the amplification permits for any public park that you might want to perform in. So we really take care of all that. We also do a ton of promotion and marketing for everyone. We have the way our registration system works is once you confirm a show, it automatically shows up on our map, which is hosted on our website. So people can just go to the website and find all the shows in the city. They can search by genre. They can search by time of day. So we take care of all that and just make it as easy as possible for people that want to host.
It is just terrific. And it's grown so much. And I feel like it's really become an important part of, we know this happens all over the world, but it's an important part of Madison now.
It is. And Madison has, we put on more shows than any other chapter in the United States. We are very big, and we have a lot of dedicated people that come out every year to perform and to host. And a lot of people, they look forward to this all year, and you know, they plan their shows and how many shows they're going to do. We have some performers that will do six shows in a day, bounce all over Madison and play all sorts of different venues.
And it's so important. There's a Make Music Madison Anthem. Tell us about that.
Oh, that's a great question. So this is new this year. So we had the wonderful opportunity, because of a grant we got from the Madison Arts Commission through the National Endowment for the Arts, actually, to hire a musician in residence. And his name is Corey Whitmore, and he's going to be writing a anthem to celebrate Make Music Madison. And he's going to be putting that out there and helping people learn the anthem in advance of Make Music Day. And then he's going to have a show in the community where everybody can come, learn the anthem, and perform it together as a group.
It doesn't get better than that, I don't think.
It's going to be fun. And this is the type of unique sort of performances that we like to do on Make Music Day. How do you get anybody and everybody involved in music making?
When you come back later on in the year here, we'll have to all be prepared and be able to do the anthem.
Oh, let's do it.
Okay. Yeah, that's a great idea.
Okay, I love it. Okay.
Mary Rose, Music Made Madison is performed by anyone, free for everyone, and you literally can see a live performer anywhere in Madison. But what if I see a performer I really like and I want to support? Can I leave a tip?
Absolutely. So Make Music Music Madison highly encourages everyone to support their local musicians by tipping them. We provide tip buckets that are branded for all of our hosts so that they can help push out to everybody and get support. We also are annually trying to work towards finding more opportunities to pay performers, and we encourage hosts out there who can't afford it to do so, to pay your performers directly, or if you have a coffee shop, give them free food, you know, give them something, give them a gift card. Be as supportive of you as you can of these people that are giving their talent to the community on this day.
And not to push this, but it's so great to talk about summer events on a day like today where we had snow across southern Wisconsin. Registration for the venue started today, as you mentioned. Performers can start registering April 1st. When is the final deadline? And I know we're going to have you back a couple times to talk about it.
Oh, yeah, I'll be back. So the final deadline is May 25th. So by May 25th, we want everyone registered and really, you know, we want them to have their shows almost planned. So they have one more week. As long as you're registered by the 25th, you have a week to play around in our matchmaking system, try to find the right place. By June 1st, we really try to have everything set so we know who's performing where and when so we can promote it and get an audience there.
I love the app or the little online tool, whatever it is, to match the musicians and the venue. That sounds really cool.
Did you write that date down, Jimmy?
I didn't.
Well, I have it written down for you, so you will not forget.
I'll remind you when I come back next time.
We're all on you now, Jimmy K. He's having this. He is going to host maybe.
Oh, well, it's a natural fit. If not at the office, maybe at our new studio when we get down the State Street. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Maybe both.
Thank you so much for what you're doing, Mary Rose, and thank you so much for coming in. We look forward to seeing you here in the near future to talk about Make Music Madison.
Helping us to get the word out about this.
Right back at you.
So thank you.
Real quick, website, how do people get a hold of you?
Oh, yeah, makemusicmadison.org. So go to makemusicmadison.org for all the information. You can also find out on there how to help support our organization. We're going to be selling t-shirts this year to help raise money. So that's new.
Mary Rose, thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, how about some brand new music right now?
Yes, please.
I guarantee no one's heard this yet because it was just sent to me this week. Ellie Maybe, we all remember her, right? Ellie Maybe, her husband Joe, Dano Stoffels on drums, and a couple other people in the band is called The Cancellations. And they have a brand new song. We're debuting it right now. Taking You to War, The Cancellations on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
When you look to the sky, do you see an old night? Or is it darkness far beyond your reach? You say you can see the end, you're just waiting to ascend. All the violence wrought while you were on your knees. Oh, you call me a sinner on the steps of my front door. And I wonder, have you never heard of irony before? Cause if your man is true and he loves you more, tell me why.
are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Oh, Valerie. Packed your bags and now you're leaving me. Oh, Valerie. You got the best of me.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. That's brand new Jordan Story there. And Valerie, before that, the Cancellations with their brand new song. I love that one. It's actually going to be released on April 7th. You can probably get it up on all the streaming networks on April 7th. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy Kay here with Rocker and Terry Barr.
Hello, everyone.
Original local music from Wisconsin. Hey, check this out, Terry. Be sure to catch all the great programming here on Civic Media, on the Civic Media Radio Network, rather. It's available on demand or over the air. You can just ask your smart device to play Civic Media station of your choice, and it appears like magic.
It's so easy.
Yeah. All the podcasts are at civicmedia.us. Civic Media, hometown radio refreshed.
I bet it was amazing.
We got
and
a double dip of Dana Perry coming up here. She has a brand new album that's out. She was on the show last week.
I bet it was amazing, and I know it was because we were listening to it where I was.
Listening to it live from Florida.
Oh, it was fabulous. It was just really fun to have other people listen in, too, and say, what are you guys doing? What are you listening to? It sounds amazing. Amazing.
Next hour, we're going to talk about wedding stuff, Terry.
Aha!
Dave from Brighto Expos here, Mad City Brighto Expo. Give you all the details about that. And we're going to talk about, we got some questions about weddings. That's coming up next hour. We're going to pick your brains about the weddings. And I just thought we got like a couple seconds before we go to break here, Terry. But Rocker, we need to figure out a way so we can go someplace warm next winter and do the show live from there.
We just turn up the heat at the Green Bay studio, Jimmy, and go up there.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not against that idea, but I would prefer the real warmth, if you will.
I mean, if the Packers are playing in January,
yeah.
It'll be lovely hot.
But perhaps we can find in the budget to go somewhere like maybe Hawaii for a week to do our show there.
And one of these days we have to think even bigger. Maybe someday we can take some musicians with us.
Oh, perfect. We can take the show on the road.
You got it.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to the Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at LLS.org.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.